The Outer Limits, 1963, Season 1, Episode 11. It called out to the woodwork. No, Dix. Stay away from me. Halt. Don't touch me. Walt bubbling. Man, there is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. Control the horizontal. Control the vertical. We can change the focus to soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly. We will control all you see and hear. You're about to participate in a great adventure. You're about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits. Man, a war between worlds has long been dreaded. Throughout recent history, man, convinced that life on other planets would be anxious and belligerent as on his own, has bravely predicted as some dreadful form of combat would inevitably take place between our world and that of someone else. And man was right. To the eternal credit of the peoples of this planet, Earth, history shall be able to proclaim loudly and justly that in this war between unified Earth and the planet Ebon, Ebon struck first. Ebon is a form of life unknown, in its way of life unpredictable, to the fighting troops of Earth. A black question mark at the end of a dark, foreboding journey, Captain. We have no way of knowing what to expect of the enemy. You've never seen him before. All the troops that have gone before us have neither been destroyed or captured, or simply been able to remain in communication with Earth. But we're going to land on Ebon. We're going to fight on Ebon. Now, whatever the Ebonites are, however they die, win or lose, we're going to remember at all times that we are human beings. Now, if we, raising, whistling, crash. If we're captured, crash, screaming, electronic voice, face right, step forward. Identify yourselves. Your name alone will do for the moment. Luke Stone, Colonel, United States F, Astroforce. Ebonite, your name alone. Estra Kikarag, Lieutenant German Europa. Roper Sternfuss, Terrace Brookman, Captain, Stellar Intelligent Corps, Great Britain, Ebonite, your name alone, Jog Jones, P. Wilmot Moore, Lieutenant Free Africa, Astro Service, Arthur Dix, Private United States Astrofuss. In your own earthly phrase, your prisoners of war, you will cooperate in all ways existing none. Do not attempt to escape. Your ship has been destroyed, as were those that came before yours. At my command, proceed at once to compound 2-0-3-4-3. Face left. Luke, face left. Ebonite, march. Luke, mark. Fellwood, march. No. Stay away from me. Stay away from me. Dick, stay away from me. Halt, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Walt, bubbling. X, do you have any pain? I stay with him, mouthing, fluctuating, whistling, electronic voice. Welcome to Compound 03. I am your interrogator. We met upon your arrival. We shall soon meet again more intimately. Have you appointed a spokesman for your unfortunate group? Luke Stone, Colonel, United States Astro Forces. We only need beds, water and food and proper sanitation facilities. Integrators, your needs are known. The troops that came before you, whose cooperation enabled us to control your arrival, have taught us the needs and desires of Earth creatures. They too made demands, and once they met us, theirs were met. They were contented not now. Perhaps you will be permitted to join them. Also, immediate medical attention for Private Dix. Each of you will be invited to participate in an extraordinary exploratory interview. I shall conduct it. Private Dix will be the first to accept my invitation. I demand that privilege. Your demands will be honoured when ours are satisfied. Private Dix mounts guards and escort. Private Dix into my quarters. Dix, go with him. He's not going to hurt you. Listen, he's not going to hurt you. Don't hurt me, him. He's going to go with you. Oh, my eyes, I can't see. He yells and sobs, Jimmy sobbing. My eyes, I can't, Jimmy. Jim. Throbbing, buzzing, interrogating, sit down, Private Dix. Perhaps it's nothing more than a farce of prohibits. Use of your voice. God, bring him water. Drink, Brother Dix. Drink now, Brother Dix. Tell us true things. Mouse, that don't do, Dix. Your name, your rank, your serial number, useful only to earthly relatives who applied for your insurance. I want my son, not his insurance. Mouse, throbbing, buzzing, knocking, man. A demand-seat prisoner, knocking. You promise I could see the new prisoners. You may come in, Doctor. I am Dr. Wolf. Compounds are a wonder, friend. Not feeling any pain, are you? Mouse. The Ebonites can control the senses. All five of them. They can give you back your voice anytime they choose. But you don't remember me. I tested you when you first were inducted. Camp Clifford. Remember? You're very resentful being examined by a head shrinker. I think you called me. I remember you. I can still recall the results of your psychological test. Shocking. In someone so young and so seemingly normal. But there it was, the most classic self-destruction complex I've ever come across. You're bound to destroy yourself, you know. Bound and determined, for example. You probably refuse to cooperate with your mates, as you've been trained to do. Of course, they torture you. And I have no doubt that you'd rather die than talk. But don't you see, there's nothing heroic about that. You want to die, unconsciously, of course. But don't let these unconscious dried one out, Dix. Fight them. Fight them and live. And you will live if you cooperate. It's so easy to cooperate, really. That would be all, Doctor. Watch the complex. Are you ready to talk, Dix? Mouse, perhaps. You should speak. Could speak. There's someone here that you really wanted to speak to, Arthur. Arthur, can you talk to your mum? Can't you, baby? Mum? Both sigh and laughter. So you can talk. Tell me what you want to know. Yeah, whisper it to me, baby. Whisper all about it, Brother Dix. You may go. Hey, I can talk again. It made you talk again? What happened? Not sure, sir, but my mum said, why don't I whisper? Probably illusory, juicy drug. Maybe, but I didn't tell her anything. I didn't say a word. Jerry Orocator, Lieutenant Krug, proceed at once to at my quarters. No, me, Willamore. Please interrogate Lieutenant Krug. I want to see Lieutenant Krug, Elsa Krug. Can't stand it, Colonel. I feel like I'm suffocating. When I was a little boy, child, I did something very bad. My nurse was threatened to tell them. The Nazis, yes. Tell them what? That it was not pre-Aryan. My grandfather, my mother's father was to be something woman. Esther, you've been crying. Your displays of conjugal weakness have convinced me more. You're not howling. Do not tell them. Get it over with, Dutch soldier. Your buddies will understand. Turned in your grandfather, didn't you? Groans, he forgave you. If any talks, it won't be me. Have you heard tales and methods of extracting information during the Korean War? But then the Chinese communists couldn't control five senses. I wonder about the Ebonites. It seems to me that a different form of life could have developed as a different form of death. I shout death here. It'd be truly a mystery, mysterious adventure. Terrorcator. Here we go, Colonel Stone. Colonel, you won't forget to inform your men the fate of poor your Lieutenant Krug. Krug is dead. He said he went mad. They do not permit madness in Ebon. They destroy the mind. How was your interview routine? When was the next troop ship arriving? What entrance pattern? I fell asleep. Jimmy, Colonel, I'm here, Jimmy. I'm thirsty. Then you may as well drink it. They make you drink it out there. Out there, here, down. Do we have to put it out? Do we have to put our hands in it? Colonel Electronic Whistling. Interrogator, Lieutenant Willamore. Guards will lead you, thank you. I'll see you when I get back. I mean, I will really see you. Jim, listen. Yes, Colonel. Don't let them seduce you with a promise. No, sir. Promises just roll off my back. Go to sleep while you're being interrogated by the enemy. Extraordinary, extrotic enemy. A bit much, isn't it? I mean, even for a professional soldier, man, I almost married the most beautiful woman in the world. Didn't, because she was a professional soldier, same tone of voice. Just couldn't marry anyone that unfriendly. As the hours go by, we all apt to become increasingly unfriendly, suspicious, laughter. You muddle through with Major Strong's sense of humour. The guide us, don't misjudge laughter. It's not always a sign of humour. At the moment, I was laughing because I felt sudden confidence. Confident tickles. What do you base your confidence on, John? Unfriendliness? Suspicion? Normal? Earthbound basic human emotions? Behaving like human beings? As long as we do, we'll survive. Is that all you're thinking about? Survival? That, the smell of frog in the San Francisco night. They said my blindness spoiled their fun. They said, would I like to have my eyes back? I said, subs, yes, 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 karma, yes. They said, would I be willing to look at Lieutenant Cook's body, his corpse, I wanted to see so badly. I said, I'd look at anything. I said, yes, and I looked. Subs, think of it this way, Wilmore. Cook would have wanted some member of his race to look upon his death. Him in death. He had no heart. He had a big hole in his chest. It took out his heart, Terry lad. Terry Bookman. They said, told me you were here. Couldn't believe it. Wouldn't the illusion break down if he touched? Could even, don't you believe I'm real? Are you? Captured on the ship before I had yours. It lost many men, a great many good young men. So did we, sir. I'll tell you, Terry, I tasted tears. Lillian was right. She told me he was too old for this joy. Nonsense, you're doing beautifully. Terry, always outmoded. It was decent when it was a man fighting man. Just computers and technical magic. Pointless to fight against brain work, Terry. You can't win. Did you see? Try to, sir? I tell you, I've tasted guilt. I can't taste it. If I hadn't been trained to serve the lives of my men, training like Pavia dogs, I'd never have told those bastards. Emanates a thing. Training always tells, General. I'm an old friend of the family. I owe it to them to see you. Don't break down their hearts. My father's heart is really broken. My mother's unbreakable. Terry, please interrogate your general. Oh, here's the interrogator. He's not unlike we archetypes. Demands a great deal of cooperation. Raises the dickens. He doesn't get it. Leave him to me, General. He'll be very helpful, sir. His father and I went to the same school. My name is Terrence Brookman, Captain. Stella Intelligence Corps. My serial number is 04007. My patience grows short, Captain. The time grows shorter. Another Earth troop is advancing upon us. We read its signals, but we cannot read them usefully. Scramble code devised by your race is entirely successful and entirely frustrating. We must know when and by which astral path the ship will attack. Tell us, Brookman. My name is Terrence Brookman. Brookman, guards, prepare the chamber. Ready? Ready. Stone, next. May you rest in peace, next. Do not know. I don't think so. Perhaps. Site property, poetry is all my choice. I've seen these people, apple boys, pie boys, hold up under almost endurable stress. That's too much, mum, in your there are those eyes. He's yours, my choice, yours, mine. Thought it was with me. Jericho ran out of patience. He said, prepare the chamber. The way he said it, he might as well said help and hell. He must have meant it for John. Walk bubbling. Yells, friend, grasshopper, will you play caretaker to my little grave with electrode whistling? Interrogator, do you not fear or suspect the nourishment and properties are similar to those in edibles you assume on Earth? There's no longer any reason why we should deny you. Your basic necessities. You request henceforth you should be treated with honour and respect due to our conquered enemy. Should even be unguarded, John must have talked with maybe Croak. You continue to interrogate yourself, Croak. You don't think John would talk? I don't know. Why not any one of us? It was your John. He must have immediately afterwards entitled to honour and respect. Nice, neat, quick solution. I would have thought John would die first. You would? For heaven's sake, why? I don't know. I just did. John didn't. I want to die. I don't want to die any more than you. Could I? I would have gladly rather than talk. And rather than see, yes, yes, ah, Jim, you waited dinner for me. It's tasty. Well, it's better than nothing, Major. We wouldn't even have this if it wasn't for you, would we, traitor? Spits. Dix, ever got a chance to be or not brought before the interrogator? I was taken to a room with ropes and strung there. I was outraged, of course. I wanted the opportunity not to answer their questions. Someone answered them. Quag, probably. Why Quag? Why not Quag? The dead make such lovely scapegoats, Terry. They strung you up and one of their men then ran a rope up and down my arm gently, pinion of a layman, the bones of pulverized. Reminds me of a rag doll my sister once had. Literally whistling, I wish to congratulate you, gentlemen. Citizen Cobrate was intelligent and brave. Do you draw straws? This is how the men of 02 selected their traitor. There are no traitors here. Troop ship revolting. Avalon, ship number X16 carries two complete battalions. Commanded by Ashmesh, Astro Marshal Hendrik Heller, General Europa Flight, Astro Flight Command. It was moving to an entrance pattern as Astro Path 004. But my, go on. You know we cannot pretend it. It's due momentarily. We're ready for it. I say it could only have been Mr. Andrew John. What did I have to gain? Your left arm. Surprising enough, when the bones in my right arm begin to pulverize, I slipped into unconsciousness. I had my left arm. Gained consciousness only moments before they returned to my friends. So I had nothing to gain. Now let's consider Private X. They have demonstrated they could return his power of speech if he talked. Advocated man really refused the opportunity to speak. Lieutenant Willimore. He had his sight to gain. Very precious thing, especially the man who had a dual blindness of other people's minds. Colonel Stone, who thought that he slept, but it might have been an hypnotic trance. A man who chooses man in arms over the arms of a beautiful woman, he's not a natural man. Perhaps he loves his men so fervently because he cannot face his hatred of them. As Sunday settlement followed psychology, Colonel. And what spiteful, damaging things might such a man say under hypnosis? I've not noticed that you are an impulsive man, but no one has the greatest need for swift, settling solutions. If I had talked, why talk to you? To see if any version checked. If I had said troop six, chips X16, astral path 0014, that information checked with yours. They never questioned you. They never brought you in before the interrogator. You think we talked? Yes. We all had certain information. I don't understand why, but we did. But the one thing that they not unite you was a piece. Precise entrance pattern, the next troop ship we'll be using. Not, and yet you named it Astro Path 0014. The telegram you named it in a moment ago while he was in here. Did he? I heard him say. He said that X16 automated to the entrance path pattern as Astral Path 004. He broke off. I thought I said 14. I thought I was also aware of such Astral Path code 004. It would have been have to be 14. Why not 40? Yeah, I said 4 and when broke off. I could have gone on to say 40. Withdraw for what, sir? Material ripping. One of us has to kill Major John. Colonel? Well, would it accomplish? I can understand killing him. May have already talked when he thought we might be a traitor. But why now? There's no leadership for a traitor. None at all. He earned the death penalty all by himself. There's no reason to handle Major John differently than if he were on Earth. I told you before we were captured. The only laws we know could have here are those we brought. We need those laws, even though we're questionable, painful ones. Remind us we are civilized enough to make them. Perhaps remind us we have not the civilized we should be. Go on, Paul, the short one's a killer. Sound of engine, boom, zoom, zoom, boom. God help them. Come on, Paul. We bare hands. We have no other weapons. Go on. What are you waiting for? Thank you for waiting, Captain. I heard, finish eating. No. Must not let them do this to us. We must be human beings. We must be hold on to that. Human beings kill. Oh, aren't you convinced of my guilt? A guy that draws the switch in the house isn't convinced of anything. I am not an executioner. You pull short straw. Another court order. Where are the 12 men who decided he should be executed? You suggesting when you let the military court handle it? Why not? That's the civilized way. What are we supposed to do until then? Just stare at him? Dax, what did you whisper to your mother? What did you say? What did you whisper to your mother? I told you before. Didn't say anything to her. Didn't you? No, didn't. Stuttering. I didn't mean, couldn't have. You told me I could give it to you for telling them. Hey, what you told me? No, mummy, please. No, mummy, please. No, tell me that I didn't tell you anything. Oh, please help me, Dex, sobbing. Tell me I didn't say anything to you. Please, mummy. Please help me. Please help me, Dix. Please make her admit it, Colonel. Make her. Kill her, Colonel, please. Take it to her, Colonel. Please, get up. Get up. You believe her, don't you? Yes, you always have. You never believe me. Come back, Dix. Scratch screams. Hum softly. Treadly whistling. Yes, come forward. Ovidius has suffered a complete mental breakdown. Major John has not yet recovered or used his right arm for a year or more in your measure of time. Lieutenant Croke is dead. Natural causes. We couldn't have foreseen one of your members would suffer. There must be no more incidents unforeseen or otherwise. This Friday must end. These men shall be told the truth. They must be. How dare you interfere? You spoil the world game. Game? Game, I'm sorry, Colonel. But I do not apologize. I couldn't allow a single one of you to be in it. Not even you. But all this agony? Lieutenant Krog is dead from a heart attack and Ebonites use the most advanced methods to try and save him. This is a nightmare. Is it that part of it? A hallucination? Not all. It's all too real. Scheduled to last only a few more days. They would have explained it all to you. Let you join the other troops in Unified Earth. We have 3 squadrons here. We have to ask you to cooperate. If you to continue, you must, Colonel. We must. Do you realize before the war? We are not a war here. The grief and loss we caused your planet was an accident. You promised we could do anything to rectify this unfortunate mistake. We cannot sanction a continuation. Such immoral and inhuman experimentation. Inhuman? What do you know of humans, sir? Have you ever seen the humans in prison war camps on Earth? I have. Then you know. Tell him about the POWs in the Korean War. Then I should tell him. It's a matter of shameful record that Korean War, no prisoners successfully escaped. They have no organized resistance. Not one out of each group of prisoners was a former. A total of 38% of our prisoners died. Many were the psychiatrist called psychological surrender. Maybe your attack was a mistake. If the next attack's deliberate, we need to know what to expect from our fighting men. We must know how they will behave under conditions like the official ones here. Haven't learned enough yet? We're interested in how your men resolve the problem, Major John. You're going to kill Major John? We'll have tried to prevent that. If you can't, an innocent man dies. At a proper time, we'll tell your men what we've been doing. We'll free them to join the other troops or let them go back to Earth for rest and sanitation. I won't let them suffer another minute. Colonel, no. He saw his mother. He actually saw her. How did they do it? Drugs in the water. Perhaps it's in the very air. Probably it's dead by now. They're going to kill us all, but one by one. I'm going to sit here and let them do it. I might pass the time by planning escape. But there's another time called the vengeance game. We talk about how many of our enemy are going to pick out our victims, spend weeks waiting for the chance. I'd like to kill an Ebonite. With my bare hands, yes, an Ebonite is not a human being. I really think I could. Anymore? I have but one arm to give for my planet. I should give it. Now we must kill that next enemy, the gentleman. You mustn't tell him. You mustn't spoil it. Luke, stop it. No, let him go. That's an order, Major. If you don't obey, I'll kill you. Oh, no. I thought he was. He wasn't. He was real. Man, its traditional human behavior and simulated condition of stress is complex component, machine called war. So long as man anticipates, perhaps prepares for combat, it'd be preparing between nations or their neighbors in space. His unreal games must be played. There are only men, real men to play with. Play them. According to established military procedure, results of airborne maneuvers recorded in books and fed into computers, education enlightenment, and all the strategics of the future. Perhaps they will learn something. We now control you to a television set. You'll do next week at the same time when the control voice will take you to the outer limits.